This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
You know, one day I'd finally had enough. I couldn't take it anymore. And so I went and opened up my Bible, and it was in the morning. I was sober that morning. I hadn't been drinking or nothing yet. And I opened it up, and it was the part where Jesus, peace be upon him, he prostrated in the garden, where he fell on his face, and he was praying and begging to the Creator to not take this cup from him, you know, and so on and so forth. And I told myself, I said, you know what? It was like, it hit me really clearly. I was like, Jesus, he fell on his face. He prostrated like the Muslims do. And I remembered a couple weeks before, I listened to the preacher, because we don't have any Muslims where I'm from. I had never met a single Muslim till this point in my life. And I'm 26 years old or so. And he brings up randomly Muslims one day, because we're out in, you know, in the country. And he's like, you know, don't do like them Muslims do, and never humiliate yourself and put your face on the ground. He's like, we're Christians. We get on our knees and we ask God. We don't put our face in the dirt. And that was a couple weeks before. And so that day when I had finally just, you know, gave up, and I was like, you know what, God, I don't know what the truth is. I've been looking in the Hindu scriptures. I've been looking in Christianity throughout all these sects and all this other stuff. And I was like, I can't find it. And when I opened up and I saw Jesus prostrating there in the Bible, I said, how dare he say humiliate? Because, you know, even though I don't worship Jesus, he's my, you know, my role model. And he said humiliate. I would understand if he said humble yourself, but he said humiliate. So I had this like feeling of kind of rebellion, like, you know, not to Jesus or to God, but to the pastor. I said, how dare you? So I was like, you know what? I'm going to do what Jesus did. I'm going to put my head on the ground and I'm going to ask God to guide me. And so I did. And when it happened, everything was clear. I can't explain it to you, Eddie, except that there was no doubt in my mind that God was one. What we call yaqeen, I had certainty. And something was telling me to follow Muhammad for the rest of my life. And so I told myself, if this was real, you know, I got up and I said, if this is real, I got to find out about it. So I actually had a Quran on my shelf. This is one of the books I haven't read. And so I'm going to actually read it. And as soon as I opened up the book, Eddie, that first page I started reading, I could not stop crying. You know, I read from Fatiha, and then I would go to open up to another part. And every single word that I read, even though it was an English translation,
of the
it
Quran.
Resonated with me, of the Quran. I couldn't stop. It was like a hunger. It was insatiable. I kept reading and reading. Then I would go online and watch YouTube videos. Like, what is this that I found? I cannot believe this. Who is this Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, peace be upon him? And I was just over the moon. I was like, I found it. I realized was worthy of worship, except for the uncreated Creator of the heavens and the earth. As soon as the words left my mouth, Eddie, I don't know how to describe it to you. Everything like went white. Like I had this experience that like I was just surrounded with light, and it was like washing me from the inside out. And the Prophet Muhammad, he talks to us about how whenever a person accepts Islam, that all of their sins are completely forgiven from what they did before. But this was almost like a, you know, a manifestation of that. You know, I had goosebumps and this euphoria that was better than anything I'd ever drank or taken or done before in my entire life. That feeling was better than the most blissful moment times like a million. And I couldn't stop crying, and it was crazy. Everyone, I mean, I've been through a lot of shahadas, but everyone in the whole audience, all of the other brothers and whatnot, we're all crying together, and Kamel and Mekki's crying. And I knew in my heart, after I said the testimony of faith, which is I testify that there is no God worthy of worship except for Allah, the God, the one true God alone. And I testify that Muhammad is the messenger of God, the ultimate statement I ever made in my life. And so, you know, I live by that statement now.
If you, I cannot leave without giving you a gift. If you're not yet Muslim and you're tuning in to see what these Muslims are talking about, and you like a free copy of the Quran, go ahead and visit thedeanshow.com. We'll take care of the postage and everything and get it delivered to you. And if you still have some questions about Islam, call us at 1-800-662-4752. We'll see you next time. Until then, peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.